also, Nate and Sue have been very, very good friends of ours for many years. We'll go to the camp meetings and much of we can, preach in all our churches in California. If they just cut that thing in half and give us a Northern South California, North California, and get two senators and a whole bunch of congressmen, and this whole thing would be different.
Yeah.
Right now, because boy, Northern California, you can actually see visible Trump signs. You can see them being for Trump. Now, 3 months before he even said he was going to run, I stood at Fairland, and I said, I don't know how spiritual this is, but I want to tell you something. They all got fighting. I said, the Trump shall say on.
Yeah.
And they just looked, and I, Brother Chukra was the last one to get it. And he finally got it, everybody died laughing. But anyway, you try to catch all this you can tonight. You'll wake up about 2 in the morning, punch her, and say, baby, did you get it? All right, praise God. Luke chapter 5.
Amen. Let's get in the book. All right.
Does you look, and that's the book. Does you look, and that's the book.
All right.
I told you I'm a homeless preacher.
Yeah.
I'm a homeless preacher in Honduras, in New York City, in Los Angeles, California, and everywhere I go. Amen. He said, it came to pass as the people pressed him to hear the word of God. Ooh, is that what's going on here tonight? Are you pressing in to hear the word of God? Are you looking at your watch, expecting your dandruff, and saying, my Lord, is he going to quit? You probably will be. They want to hear the word of God. So he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And there he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. So he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed to him that he would thrust out a little from land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Thank you for standing. Would you pray the Lord would help us and anoint us and give us only the word? And would you praise the glory of God? In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He comes up upon the scene. He sees them out there, and they're washing their nets. You know what that means? That means they're done.
Yeah.
They don't wash the nets and get them full of all that junk and sticks and briars and barnacles and all kinds of stuff. But I saw this in Panama, a little old 4 foot man. He was out there and he got him a net. And man, I mean, that net was 6 or 7 feet across. I didn't think it was nothing like it. And he got his daughter kind of rolling like this. And then all of a sudden he pulled it up here and got it going and threw it out in the water. Pulled the bottom of it with the weights on it.
Yeah.
And boy, he brought in a mess of fish. And I thought you'd have in Texas a mess of fish. It ain't a mess if it is a good mess. But it's enough for everybody. He pulled in those fish, friend, and he started throwing out what he don't want.
Yeah.
Well, the problem we have in the homeless church is that we bait fish.
Yeah.
Now, we got the bait. Oh, yeah. We got young people. We got the choir. We dress right. We got the King James Bible.
Yeah.
And King James iPad. We got the pastor. That's the preaching pastor around. Anywhere. I love to hear him better than I love to hear me. I'll tell you right now. If you want to go ahead. I'm serious. I mean, you got everything you need. You got a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
You're right here close in to Blair and Altus and these areas. And I've probably got some family out around here that's not safe. The problem is we're throwing our money out and reading it. And we think everything that we want is going to be on that bank. The problem is, they ain't that fish. Jesus only used the bait fishing one time, remember? He said, well, he didn't use it. He said, y'all take it. And you'll catch a fish with a coin in his mouth.
Yeah.
Ooh, like,
yeah.
Come down. Good as a gold coin being nice, man.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what?
That's pretty nice.
Net fishing is what gives the homeless folks problems.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they don't know what they're going to bring in.
Yeah, right.
If you throw out that net, you're gonna catch some big old catfish. If you don't like bottom feeders, you're gonna catch some big old trout. You're gonna catch some big old brim or some some other kind of crappie. I mean, good stuff, good stuff. Only problem with net fishing is there's gonna be some stuff in there that we don't want.
All right.
Yeah.
We throw the net.
Yeah.
And we got it out there, just like that man did.
Come on.
But the problem is when the net comes in, the first thing we do, by Sunday morning, we're like, what are they doing here?
Oh, God help us.
Happening in the pew.
God help us.
I've been to a few church camp meetings.
Help us, God.
The talk of the crowd. Oh, I don't know what they're doing here.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know who moved by. How did you get here? And they throw them out. What would it be if Jesus, when he pulled in that net one time, when he was out there on the boat one time, and they recognized him and said, it's the Lord. So Peter said, well, I've got to get my coat about me.
Yeah.
You want to cover up the presence of the Lord. I wish some of our folks would catch on to that.
Yeah.
Brother Hudson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man? Because the only way I tell you, man, what I preach, I preach with you, amen. I'll give you your 2 cents for an amen.
Come
if you can't amen, I'll just pray for you, God will save you.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, come on.
Simple as that. Since you're like a number-one pickle and a dill pickle at that. Come on. Woo, somebody will talk to you. We know a dill pickle at that. Anyway, they don't know what's in the net.
All right. Yeah.
And then they want to pick and choose.
Yeah.
If you want the number-one hand-selected first-class shotgun barrel straight pies in every package, homeless family, you know where you're going to get them? From down the road at the other church.
Come on,
help.
That's the only place you're going to get them. Because they're not at home.
No.
If they believe in homeless and believe in God, they're not going to stay home. The people are going to see their car and truck in the driveway. Is anybody here tonight?
Heaven, God.
I mean, they're going to be in church.
Yeah.
Too many churches have been built on people wanting to homeless people from somewhere else. The Bible says coveting is a sin.
Yeah.
So I'll leave that between you and Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Right. I'm telling you right now, they want to pick and choose and this and that and something else and look at people in different ways because of looks, attitude. Hey, I had them come in one night.
Come on.
And the two ladies sat back, I'll tell you, two women that sat back over there in that corner. And I went back to shake their hand and I couldn't. I just said, we're glad y'all are here. And it was. I'd rather have them here where they've been going, the honky tonk.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they're not with me.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a couple weeks to train this situation.
Come on.
So, I'm here. Y'all are emergency. This is emergency right here. I said, they didn't have no clothes on the pad of crutch.
Yeah.
And I told the men, don't go back there and shake their hand. And one that did later on, I found out he loved pornography.
Come on.
So, here we were, in the midst of it.
Yeah.
I had a stack of videos two times that I'm out right there high at home. And quit my church, went to the homeless church down the road, and made an usher get a little tag. Well, I'm going to strut down the
devil. I'm an usher.
I said, hey, brother usher. I knew his name, but I don't want to call him his title. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, friend, when I'm careful, we're going to get in some deals. And God's not going to be able to pull us out.
Come on.
God help us.
Playing with the things of the world.
Right.
Fishing around for something. That's what they're called, don't they? Fishing.
Yeah.
They'd like to get your numbers. They'd like to get your email and your address. Don't they call that fishing?
Yeah.
Woo!
Come
on. If you're not careful, that phone can be worse for you than a television.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. I'm telling you right now. And we're tethered to it. We're like a baby with a pacifier. Amen. We can be talking to anybody now. Brother Hudson, when I come up and you and me stand here talking and somebody else butted in, we thought that was a little bit rude, a little bit ill-mannered.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But if your phone rings, God, you'd ignore the pope to catch that phone.
Come on.
Yeah, man. I think I'm fishing a little bit too. But Kevin, you won't pull me out of this for too late.
No, I'm
not today in the morning. I'll tell you right now, friend. Hey, man, you got to be careful things that you don't tell you.
Yes,
you know, if they're not getting sin in stuff that makes it available, like what's that thing you can get on and listen to preaching going on? You know, well, I hope, but I'm on the live.
Oh.
Yeah, mixer. And listen, if you're going to have internet, use it to spread the gospel.
Come on.
Not to spread your oatmeal preference in the morning. I don't care if you have oatmeal. I don't care if you have oatmeal. You hear me? Right. Thank you in the morning. What? I ain't got time for all that. You need it.
Yeah.
And the next just saying, you know, hey, man, we're involved in something we don't need to be involved in.
All
it's
right.
Like,
that's
the time.
Yeah.
I could preach you an hour message on time, but you ain't got the time. But I'm telling you right now, friend, we're wasting time on stuff that's not winning glory.
That's true.
It's not bringing glory to God. It's not making us stronger. It's not helping us win the loss.
Right. All right.
And I gotta be sure that's a sin that, in my opinion, in my own personal, not so humble opinion, I'll just tell you. Fishing. He watched them. But you know what? Brother Kevin, they were cleaning the nets. You know why? Because they had fished all night.
All night. Yeah.
And caught
nothing. Yeah.
That's the catch. How do you want to face Jesus? Woo, when you ain't caught nothing.
Yeah.
The little kid used to sing a song, and I heard him sing it one day. Bring it in the cheese, bring it in the cheese. Put on top of the door, saying, bring it in the cheese. And I thought, oh, what's he want with a whole load of chicken? But he liked cheese, and that's the way he sang it. I sing some songs that way. I can remember that one. What in the world he's singing? And I'm telling you, what are you going to do when you get there and you ain't got a sheep without a good one? You know, I would say, by the bit, man, I'd say them are plastic.
Yeah.
I know why you got Brother Anthony in here. He's the only one who can reach them flowers to water. But you know what? They got plastic flowers in here.
Yeah.
They got plastic flowers. You know why? That way it won't embarrass the saints because they don't grow either.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to entertain you all
night.
Come on. Plastic flowers, plastic trees, I see them all over churches. Why? Because they don't want the saints to see something grow when they go. If you know, you go. And if you go, you grow.
Yeah.
And you'll show. And people will see what it is
to
be saved and have an old fashioned relationship with God. And so he was a little bit concerned. What are you going to fish, fish?
Yeah.
But they were washing their nets. You got to get all that junk out before you roll them up. If you don't, you never get them unrolled.
Yeah.
I fished all night with a guy, and we caught like five of them great big Yeti coolers full of shrimp. And I said, is there any more out there? And he said, it's almost daylight. We got to get out of here. I said, well, let's get up cooking. Woo!
Yeah.
I ain't minding your weight in shrimp. And it still wasn't enough. I'm here to tell you, friend, we had a time of it. But you know what we used? We used a net. And all of a sudden, they had some silver-looking fish not so long. Throw them out. They had some little old crab-looking things. Throw them out. I mean, we cleaned that thing out, and we got the shrimp. That's what we was after.
Yeah.
Listen, friend, what we need to get after is somebody that's lost.
Yeah.
They're not going to be dressed right. They're not going to talk right. They're not going to smell right. They're not going to have good breath. Cigarettes, sitting on some suds, or shooting up some heroin, but they need God desperately. Come out of that and say, hello! You got to pull them in, pull on the net, pull on the net!
Yeah.
Pull them in, we pulled that net a few times and it was empty, and we quit and we give up.
Oh, come on.
Jesus said, boys, have you any meat? Yeah. Who wants to face the Lord with nothing to show for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years? And no fruit, and no sheaves, so they were on his feet. And who wants to face Jesus? They had to. When they got on shore, there he was. They had no meat. But guess what? Bread and fish was on fire.
Yeah.
And he met their every desire.
Yeah.
Woo! Made the devil a liar.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God.
Yeah.
I love it. I'll tell you right now, Ben, all night they toiled. All night he roared.
Yeah.
He had a fish.
Yeah.
And bring out now in Texas that would be cat fried catfish and husband. But anyway, we ain't there. I'm raised over at Muskogee. I'm not gonna hurt you too bad. One thing is I already know some things about you. I know that's scary, but it's just the way it is. But he didn't tell me. And the neighbors didn't tell me.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost spoke to me this afternoon.
Praise
told me not to preach.
Come on.
How to go about it. Well, we need to get to fishing.
Yeah.
What would he say to him? Oh, yeah. Hey, you boys, you fished all night and caught nothing?
Yeah.
He said, but look here. Who knows how many fish that they caught? They said they brought me in a catch. Well, you don't count to a preacher. You're supposed to know. Anybody know? Huh? That gets you $5 right there. Too bad y'all don't know your Bible. They're important stocking on stuff like that.
Well, anyway.
153 feet.
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you've been out lately and caught 153 feet or more. Don't scratch your nose, son. I can't wait for you to buy a bigger than that. Woo! I thought you'd be putting the weight on. I can't run that thing. That's a lot of fish.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fish he wanted them to catch. He said, when you get down here, yeah, I want you to put up your nets and bow down. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I want you to catch real live men, real live boys,
right,
real live ladies,
yeah,
real live girls. I want you to bring them in and I want you to teach them. You go and make disciples.
Yeah.
Make disciples of all men.
Yeah.
Get them to find the right road. Get on the right road and stay on the right road.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't think it worries me both about people that are half in, half out of church. They're going to end up like Eutychus. The reason he fell out was because he's further out than he was in.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, friends, in and out of church, up and down, off and on, ain't going to get it.
Yeah.
You might make up your mind, not your face.
Yeah.
If you don't live for God, and serve Him in the beauty of holiness, we're going to have to run over Jesus. No matter what the devil said, no matter what the crowd thinks, no matter what the world does, we better get to fishing. If you don't go to fishing, you're going to go to fishing.
Yeah.
That's
it.
You just heard it from the mouth of the prophet.
Right.
Right. Bless you.
That is so true. Praise God.
Long time ago, God taught it, Christ wrought it, the Holy Ghost brought it, the blood bought it, the devil fought it. I saw it, and I got it.
Ooh, yeah, hallelujah.
That's how you get it, folks.
Yeah,
this generation loves preaching, as long as it's religion without God, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, repentance without restitution, salvation without regeneration, heaven without hell, and holy, amen, holy living without the Holy Ghost. It'll go happen. That's what they want, friend. Get up here and say a few amen to glory God and hallelujahs. Collect up the tithes and go home. Ain't gonna happen, friend. We're gonna have to make up our mind right now. When the church doors are open,
yes,
we're going to worship God in the beauty of holiness. We're going to praise Him. If God has ever done anything for you, makes you worthy of praise of Him.
Yes.
When they realized what the situation was,
yeah,
and that they could not get that net, it was breaking.
Yeah.
It was breaking.
Yeah.
And they said, we got to have help.
Got to have some help.
Brother Anthony, you probably didn't realize it, but you got one of the best partners in the world right here. There'll never anybody go against his family without having to face me.
Come on.
See, I was police. And I'll tell you this. My daughter was working at Walmart. And a big, tall guy come in there. And he looked at her and he said, hey, baby. I beg your pardon, she said. He said, when you get off at 8 o'clock, right? She said, she didn't answer, she just shrugged her shoulder. Then you and me, we're going to go have a party. You're going to be the guest of honor. I'm going to do what I want with you. And you're going to love it.
Uh-huh.
Well, she got worried. He walked out. And she thought, got close to 8 o'clock. She did what any intelligent young lady would do.
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy.
Yeah.
She called her daddy and said, daddy, this man come out here, is what he said. And I said, okay, it's about 15, 16 miles. I made it in 12 minutes. And I called Hunt County Sheriff's Department, and I said, there's a guy coming here trying to take my girl.
Yeah.
When he steps in the building, lays a hand on her, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that. You know what they said? This is police, the police. They said, we'll investigate. We'll investigate. In other words, protect your daughter. We'll back you up, son. If preachers did like police did,
yeah,
we would have near the problems we got.
Yeah.
If church members would back each other like we ought to,
yeah,
and help each other and stand for each other,
yeah,
I know you didn't like that, but I'm asking right here. communion or relate your hand gift. I'm telling you what happened. Amen. While I was pastoring a church and working as a deputy, became the chief deputy because I had one thing in mind. I'm going to show you how to do this and still be a Christian.
Yeah.
And I'm going to set an example before this lost and dying world of what it's like to have a good county. Amen. With good. I'm glad you got the chief of police here. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you ought to pray for him as much or more than you pray for anybody else.
Come on. I believe that.
If homeless folks stuck together
like
police do, like we do, they're calling for their partners.
Yeah.
I didn't ask. My phone rang about 2 o'clock in the morning. The voice on the other end said, he's bought and paid for it. You gotta understand that. You don't know to see me after church.
No.
He's going to get killed in a drug deal. You don't mess with law enforcement's family.
Yeah.
And I said, I am praying for him, and I've got a plan. Click. He don't want to hear the rest of it. But if I had said, sure, man, go ahead. They found him dead somewhere in a drug deal gone sour.
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you something you don't need to know, and you don't have to like it. And they about never voted me out. Must be a voting church. If we sit on him, you won't invite him back.
Come on, what is going on around
here? And come to find out a few months later that they're calling from Hunt County. That ain't my county. That's in Greenwood, Texas. And they said, hey, Pastor, why don't you come over here about 11 o'clock tonight? Me and his own son's in such a corner. We're going to run a little warrant. We need you to run it. I said, in Hunt County? They said, look, be there. I said, I'm Hunt County, I'll be there. And this guy's name was Fast Bug Jeffries. That was his name. If he ever moves in this county, you look for a lot of dope dealing and a lot of stealing going on. And so I got there, and they said, well, you ready? Yeah. And we got this big old tree stump about so long. I mean, it's long, but it's about that big. It's got handles every other position on the side. On the front, it says, knock, knock. That way, if the judge said, did y'all knock? You know what happens if you knock? They go immediately to the toilet and flush everything down. You got no evidence. Yeah, we knock. Guess who's sitting on the couch? Fast Bug Jeffries. They want me to be there to look at him with a shotgun in his face and say to him, you got about 30 minutes to get out of Hunt County if you want to get out alive. And, buddy, he hit the trail. There wasn't nothing like this Lincoln anyway. That Lincoln Continental, we tore it down to the hood. I mean, it didn't have wheels on it, didn't have seats in it, didn't have nothing. The reason is we found a lot of money and a lot of dope.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to come back to Hunt County. But I'm telling you, friend, that is the way it works when people work together.
Yeah.
When people care about each other and their families and their homes. And I'm telling you, Jesus cared enough about them that he wasn't just standing there looking at all them other falling empty neck. Well, they're empty. All them guys, these men fish for a living. They didn't bring a fish, when to fish, and how to fish.
Yeah.
They caught plenty of fish, or they wouldn't call them fishermen. Now, Texas, we don't go fishing, we go catching. We don't go hunting, we go killing.
Yeah.
Y'all do it living up here. I know that. You go out and hunt all day, you're killing. That ain't what I call a good day. And so, in the midst of all that, Jesus said, boys, don't worry about your little 153, which is probably a pretty good catch.
Yeah.
Come over here and look at what I got. And he's got fish for him. He cared about their feelings. That's what I do.
Yeah.
He cared about their concerns. He cared about their life. He cared about them feeling successful.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I know that he knew they did not want to show up. They didn't even want to go home tell their wife. We fished all night, caught nothing.
Yeah.
But Jesus showed them, I don't need your ways and means committee.
Yeah.
I don't need your fancy choir.
Yeah.
I don't need your King James songbooks at the church hymn. I don't need your stuff and your plan and your program. Yeah. What I need is for you to appreciate the fact that I care enough about you.
Thank
I
God.
Will fix anything
right.
that you can mess up.
Thank and God.
If you turn it up, yeah. and you come to me, I can fix you. Do that.
Yeah.
You
need
yeah. to have a good will stand for this guy. And I'm telling you, this house right now, there are people that have sat through this message. Bones aching, they're hurting. Amen. Anybody preach as long as I do, been in a 2 hour service, and got the sense that God gave a chigger to get up and ask if anybody's got a pain. I'm a pain for a lot of people. I know. I'm telling you right now, you've suffered through the service. You've hurt. And we're here to tell you, you got a partner.
Yeah.
Now the first partner they had was a father. The second partner they had was a son. The other partner was the Holy Ghost. When he gets at it for you, and he gets in it. Yeah. If you tell Jesus, you work Jesus in, he'll work it out.
Yeah.
If you're not working in, he'll work it out.
That's the way
God. I'm here to tell you, you're not going to leave this building like you came unless you buck up and pout and whine and complain about me and walk out the back door and all those problems. You got to get over me to get up here. I know that. But that's all right. That just makes it that much better. If you're willing to climb over all that and get to the altar, you're serious.
Thank God.
Look at me and smile. You're serious.
Come on.
If you stay this long, you might as well hang on long enough for God to touch you. But I'm going to tell you what God told me to do. That's how the healing line tonight. Whatever your problem is,
right.
you can be healed.
Right.
That's what I'm going to tell them hundreds. We have a healing line. We have a line of some kind. If you need the Holy Ghost, get in line. Get somebody in line and say, I need the Holy Ghost. Throw up your hand, worship God. He feels it right then.
Thank
they
God.
Will pray with you until you give up. We'll put it that way. Hallelujah. If you're sick, if you're short of money, if you got a situation that you need to know about, amen, that you need help with, you in the right place. It ain't gonna happen down there at the Veterans Bingo Parlor. Come on, it ain't gonna happen in Six Flags and Waterworld. I tell you what's gonna happen is in the Holiness Church. We're the only ones with the message and the method and the means to have people change their lives.
Yes.
While they're playing or singing something that makes you want to come to the altar, amen, I want to tell you right now, amen, Brother Anthony, if y'all got the oil in here, amen, get the oil and get the deacons and the elders and anybody. If you're feeling good, just help us pray. If you're feeling like you need help, God wants to come out here and touch you. I want you to start lining up. Why don't we have a little line up over here?